On the phone with us, Angela Weimer Miller. She's the Somerset County Program Director of the Boys and Girls Club of Western Pennsylvania, an organization whose mission is to activate and advance the potential in every child by doing whatever it takes to ensure that they have a great future. That's a great mission statement. Angie, thanks for joining us today. I understand you have some important news as well.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
Yeah, absolutely. And that news that something is happening with your organization here that, let's tell the public all about it.
Well, we've recently joined with the Western Pennsylvania Boys and Girls Club, so mm-hmm. we have a little bit more resources to pull from here in Somerset. And we're actually reopening the Georgian Place back up mm-hmm. to be able to house and do things with more kids, not only after-school kids, but with teens. And we're looking into opening up two preschool rooms.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And that is such a great venue also. You know, in fact, as someone who lives in Windburg that frequently travels to Somerset, I often drive past that facility, and I often think, boy, this would be a great opportunity to do some activities to get community involved. And, of course, you know, what your organization, it's all about finding activities for our youth.
In the past, we have had partnerships where business people have come in and talked to the kids mm-hmm. about their businesses, like the schooling that it took to get there or the training that it took mm-hmm. to show the kids just what exactly is around the community, that you don't always have to move away to right. find jobs or careers.
Right.
That's one of the things I like to do is expose the kids of all ages to all the careers that are here in Somerset County.
And I've said this before to many people and behind this microphone all the time, but the fact is, you know, that our young people, that we really have to give them something to do, especially when they are at the age of being at risk to find bad things. If we can find a productive outlet to build self-esteem, this just makes our communities better.
Absolutely, and we do a lot with that, especially the teen programming that we're going to be starting up. It's going to be a cool place for them to come and hang out and be kids, of course, but mm-hmm. have fun things to do, like painting, watching movies together. They can design their own things, like find a need in the community mm-hmm. and find a solution of how to solve it and work towards it.
Yeah. So how do families reach out to this? You know, as we talked about that you're the program director in Somerset, is there a geographic boundary, a limit of who can participate in your program?
No, we don't have a limit. We can have any kid from Somerset County. So whether you're a Somerset School District kid, you can come, or you could be from North Star, Windburg. As long as you have transportation to us, you can come.
Yeah, and activities are scheduled regularly, or is this a drop-in type of facility that you foresee in the future?
We have scheduled activities right now, and we would like to have drop-ins, especially with a teen.
Yeah.
Have drop-ins maybe Fridays, bring your friends, hang out, because really, there isn't a whole lot to do here in Somerset, so mm-hmm. it'd be nice to give them the advantage to have, like, a hangout, I guess,
right.
is what we want to call it.
Yeah, and you know, again, I'll go back to my days where I worked with youth who were involved in probation programs, and I found that kids that did not have regular activities and had nothing to do with their after-school hours were often the ones who just seeked bad things, you know what I mean? And when you can find productive things for our kids, that only builds their sense of self-worth. So this must give you a good feeling to know that you're helping many throughout this community.
Absolutely. I really enjoy having, like, the older kids come after school to help the younger kids mm. with homework and kind of mentor with them.
Yeah.
It builds a bond, and they have a sense, oh, someone's looking up to me, so I need to watch my actions. I need to, you know, make sure I'm setting a good example.
Right. Absolutely. We're talking to Angela Weimer Miller. She is the Somerset County Program Director of the Boys and Girls Club of Western Pennsylvania. And I'm just curious, Angie, because you seem to be a ball of fire. You seem to really enjoy what you do, but I'm sure every day is different in this role.
Every day is. You never know what to expect, but you learn to roll with it and make the best of it.
Yeah. So this involves a lot of promotion. This also probably involves getting volunteers and finding people to help. And, you know, being a resident of Somerset County myself, I know that I'm surrounded by a lot of great people. I'm sure you are as well.
We do have a lot of volunteers that come up on a regular basis, but we're always looking for more people that want to share their talents with the kids, whether it's an art talent, building something. If you want to share it with the kids, we love to have you.
Yeah. And how can they reach out to you specifically to get their talents involved and to work with youth in our community?
Yeah, they can actually call me on my cell phone.
Oh, great.
I'm always available. I'm always eager to talk to people, let them know what we're doing. 814-483-4881.
And I know that Angie's telling the truth because that's the very number that I called right here. So 814-483-4881 to find out more information about this great program. And just curious as to the types of activities that you are looking for. I know you touched on it a little bit. If people want to lead particular groups or to do certain things, you know, for instance, I'm involved with a lot of music and a lot of arts and things like that. People who are involved in those types of things are the type of people that you're looking for, but it doesn't necessarily have to be just that, right?
Right. No, we look for all kinds, whether it's engineering, because we do a lot with STEM activities.
Mm-hmm.
So engineering, if you want to come up and help kids do that, you can come up and help them code with coding programs. I mean, there are so many options that, I mean, it's endless. Whatever your talent is, if you want to share it with the kids, we invite you to share it with the kids.
Yeah. Is there a commonality that you see among the group of kids that participate with you? Obviously, that these are a lot of kids who probably are eager to learn and eager to, you know, just discover the world, I'm sure, right?
Right. I'm going to say no. There is no kid that's all alike. Like, everyone likes something different. And we take our time trying to figure out what they like and helping them find what they really are passionate about as well. So that way they can shine.
I understand exactly what you're saying because I used to work with kids who were troubled back then. And again, this isn't necessarily the type that you're dealing with here. I'm sure you have some of those cases. But you also find out that there are kids who just need a little adult guidance within their life. And I think it's important for people to understand that you can certainly make a difference in a young life.
Absolutely. I like to find like something positive of each kid and encourage them. Like, I like knowing all of their names, whether I interact with them every day or not. I think that having that personal attachment of actually knowing the name of a kid and saying, "Hey, how you doing today, Johnny?"
Mm-hmm.
I think that lights them up too, being like, "Oh my gosh, she knows my name."
Yeah.
Like, for any adult that works with kids, if you know their names and then just taking the time, like, "Hey, what's wrong today?" or "Hey, how's it going?" Just anything that they know they can come and talk to you.
Yeah. You know, that's one thing that I've learned also as an educator too, Angie. You know, it often used to amaze me that even as a student within a classroom, the teachers who didn't take the time to learn the names of the individuals, I always think, now why wouldn't you do that? Because I think that means so much to a kid, especially our youth, because a lot of them are struggling with things that adults don't understand. If you can make them feel good about themselves, know their name, to know it actually matters, boy, that certainly goes a long way.
It sure does. I think it does build such a strong connection with them that they can feel comfortable coming and talking to you if they do need something.
Right. Let's talk about this move, the process of going to this new place.
Well, we will officially be open the 28th at half capacity. We've been working alongside some great contractors of Green Mountain who are really pushing through to get things open for us because we've done some updates and renovations. So they probably are annoyed by me, but we were a school-based program for the last 3 years, so since we have joined with Boys and Girls Club of Western Pennsylvania, we have reopened the Georgian place back up and want to expand and have more programming available for kids of all ages now.
Yeah, and I'm sure as program director, Angie, that you have to make links with the schools. You have to make links with other community resources, too. And one thing that I find more and more is how we need community togetherness. To have a program like this to be successful, that you have to make friends with people throughout the community, not just the schools, the churches, you know, other types of organizations as well, I'm sure.
Absolutely. That's what my children, my personal children, get annoyed because I go somewhere, I talk to people.
Yeah.
I introduce myself, tell them what I do, say I'd love to have them come talk to the kids up here, you know, share their talents. So I do like to make those connections with everyone.
Yeah, very important. And again, if people want to reach out to you regarding the Boys and Girls Clubs of Somerset, what would you advise they do?
I advise them to give me a call. My cell phone number is 814-483-4881, and I love talking to everyone about it, so I'd like to get as many people on board as we can.
Yeah, and I should say, too, because I also look forward to a conversation with the Boys and Girls Club CEO very, very soon as well.
We are just part of Western Pennsylvania Boys and Girls Club, so we are part of 16 other buildings that they have.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we are part of a bigger group, and our goal is just to keep growing. It's a great organization. I love working for them because they have big ideas.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
want to grow. They want to help as many kids as possible, and we want every kid to succeed that comes through our door.
What's that like when you see a change in someone? Whenever you see some kid that maybe doesn't have the confidence, and you just see like growing confidence and growing worth again, I just can't imagine how that must feel to know that you've impacted someone in that way.
It's an amazing feeling because you start with day one, where you have a little kid who doesn't talk at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just kind of keeps to himself, you know, they don't talk. And, like, throughout the program, like, you interact with them, others interact with them. And then you look back at the end of this school year, and you're like, oh, my goodness, that kid is talking to other kids, interacting, talks to us. And when they started, they just kind of were by themselves. So they've grown as a person. You've
yeah.
seen it. And it's just, it's amazing. It
yeah.
really is.
Oh, it's really great to see. And it makes the work that you do so, so vital and so important. I mean, especially in the world that we live in today, especially during this year, which has affected so many people negatively. You know, we just don't know what a lot of people are going through, especially our kids. And the kind word, the nice gesture, attention can just go a long way, as you say.
Absolutely. And having that, being able to have the in-person with them, even though because of the whole COVID, like, we are having that in-person. Yes, we have to follow CDC guidelines, but I think it is so important that we're actually able to see them
yeah.
and talk to them. You know, it's not over an internet or anything like that. You have that in-person connection with them.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the big move. As I said, that's a great venue, and this is just a tremendous, wonderful program. I love your energy and your passion, and keep doing the great work you do, Angie. Really enjoyed this conversation today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.